From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Violence deepened and expanded in Syria with one account of 250 deaths in the government's bombardment of the rebel enclave in eastern Ghouta near Damascus since Sunday, as well as the intervention of pro-regime forces on the side of Kurds against Turkish forces in the northwest. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the death in the toll is the highest in a 48-hour period of the seven-year conflict since a 2013 chemical attack. Video uploaded on social media showed the aftermath of bombings in Arbin, with rescuers trying to reach people trapped in the debris. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating fighting, including attacks on hospitals and civilian infrastructure.
The Assad regime's siege and starve tactics are creating a humanitarian disaster. The horrors of East Aleppo are being repeated in East Ghouta, with the ongoing slaughter of trapped civilians and woefully inadequate access for humanitarian actors.
She said the U.S. supports a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow delivery of humanitarian aid, evacuation of civilians in need of medical attention. Meanwhile, in northwest Afrin, this pro-regime fighter said he was with the Syrian Popular Forces and part of an effort to help the Syrian people confront what he called the Ottoman occupiers. Turkey intervened in January against YPG Kurdish fighters. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Tuesday told Parliament he planned to screen the lifestyles of future government officials in a bid to combat corruption.
That is something that I believe we have to do. And this will be done starting with the executive of the country. Yes, we will go in that way.
Mr. Ramaphosa taking over from Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, addressing the UN Security Council Tuesday, called for a new, broader Mideast peace process to replace U.S.-led mediation. Mr. Abbas called for the convening of an international conference later this year, including Security Council members and the so-called International Quartet, the U.S., EU, Russia, and UN. The Palestinian leader rejected further U.S. mediation after President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital in December. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Palestinian leadership is at a crossroads.
You can choose to denounce the United States, reject the U.S. role in peace talks, and pursue punitive measures against Israel in international forums like the UN. I assure you that path will get the Palestinian people exactly nowhere toward the achievement of their aspirations.
The other choice, she said, is moving to a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for improving the lives of Palestinians. The Trump administration, meanwhile, is preparing a new peace initiative. Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the plan was fairly well advanced. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was scheduled to meet North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics in South Korea, possibly including the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but Pyongyang canceled at the last minute. Pence's condemnation of the North's rights record scuppered the meeting. Go Myung-hyun is a research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
There were indications that North Koreans were reaching out to the United States and through different channels. And also we know that the South Korean government was, I mean, pretty much open about its desire for the United States and North Korea to sit together and talk.
A Pence spokesman said had the meeting gone off, the vice president would have delivered an uncompromising message about the North's denuclearization. South Korea Wednesday signed a free trade pact with five Central American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, aimed at boosting its auto and electronics exports. It will take effect once each country ratifies it. It is aimed at eliminating duties on about 95% of traded goods. The fate of Angela Merkel's chancellorship rests with members of Germany's Social Democrats, who have begun voting whether to enter a new coalition with Ms. Merkel's conservatives. Rejection would mean either a new election or a minority government. The Parliament of the Maldives Tuesday approved a 30-day extension of a state of emergency at the request of President Abdullah Yameen, who cited national security threats and constitutional crisis. Since February 5, he annulled a Supreme Court ruling ordering the release of opposition leaders. U.S. stocks fell Tuesday after six winning sessions amid a sharp decline in profits at giant retailer Walmart. It reported a significant drop in online sales during the Christmas holiday period. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.